At home that afternoon, Tyrone finds his grandmother in the kitchen. Most nights, his grandmother is still at her restaurant.
She manages the business herself and often substitutes for absent employees.
Monday night is the only night the restaurant is closed, but she still cooks dinner for Tyrone and his mother. The other nights of the week, Tyrone and his mom usually eat leftovers or takeout food. Tyrone and his mother moved in with his grandmother 2 years ago, after Tyrone's father died of a heart attack. Tyrone has missed his dad every day. Tyrone kisses his grandmother on the cheek and slips his math test in front of her. The bright red A on the top is hard to miss. His grandmother stops stirring her pot on the stove and turns to give Tyrone a hug. "That's my boy," she says. "Now, go do your homework so you can go to Malik's tonight. Those A's don't grow on trees, you know." At dinner, Tyrone's grandmother has just finished setting all the food on the table when Tyrone's mother, Mrs. Howard, walks in the door. She teaches economics at the nearby college, and she often works late. Mrs. Howard sets her briefcase and computer bag by the door. Then she takes off her coat, apologizes for being late, and joins Tyrone and his grandmother at the table. "So how was school today?" Mrs. Howard asks her son, as she usually does. Tyrone gets up from the table and walks around to his mother's chair. "I need your signature on something," he says. An expression of worry passes briefly across his mother's face. She glances down at the math test. Then she looks up, beaming. "I wouldn't expect any less from you, Tyrone," Mrs. Howard says proudly. "Math is your best subject, after all." "Tyrone bears a strong resemblance to his mother and Nana that way," Tyrone's grandmother chimes in with a satisfied grin. "You come from a long line of mathematicians, Tyrone."
"You have the capacity to be a great mathematician, too," she tells her grandson.
Tyrone smiles at the praise. His grandfather had started the family restaurant, and Tyrone thinks he would have been proud of his grandson, too.